You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hi guys, you're very welcome today to this channel, NarcCon. Today we're coming to you from Manhattan and delighted to be here in this wonderful city, which I find very energizing. Remy's role as executive production assistant is being temporarily taken over by Guinness, who's going to help me out, I hope, in this podcast and not cause too many distractions. So today we're going to deal with a serious issue, as serious as it gets, in relation to how the narcissist deals with death. And this is a reaction or because of an email that was sent in from one of our community in relation to how the narcissistic husband dealt with the death of her loved one, and she was asking questions about this. So we're really going to look at it, because it's very predictable with the narcissist how they'll deal with this particular subject. So today I'm going to do part one, which is how the narcissist will deal with the death of your loved one. And the next part, part two, is going to be how the narcissist deals with the death of their loved one. So it's very predictable, and it's also really useful if you suspect you've been living with a narcissist or are living with a narcissist and this occurs, how they actually cope with this. Notwithstanding, you know, do take into account that sometimes an autistic person won't deal very well with this particular subject. So be very aware that, you know, that this person also has the other attributes that you would attribute to narcissism. And to check those out, please go to the DSM statistics manual, where you will find the main criteria to diagnose if you have to try and self-diagnose a person where they won't go to therapy. You'll see the main attributes of a narcissist. And if there are other behaviour patterns are commensurate with what I'm going to describe here, then it will help you in relation to how they deal with the death of your loved one. So there are two ways specifically they will deal with this. The first is that the death of your loved one is an inconvenience. If we remember what the narcissist, you know, the main criteria of how the narcissist likes to get their narcissistic supply, and that's that all the attention is on them and that they're the ones that are stimulating and controlling your emotional reaction in order to get their needs met. So here we have a situation where your focus is totally off the narcissist. You've just had a big loss in your life and you're in the grieving process, And we all know what the grieving process is like. It is very painful. It's very distracting. It's very absorbing. So you basically are the person that's going to need the support, the emotional support. You're going to need practical things done for you because you're not going to be in a normal state of mind, and nor should you be. This is a period where you should be allowed to grieve, where you should be cared for and looked after, where the attention should be mainly focused on you. Now, if you think about all those things are counterintuitive to what a narcissist would want. That's literally the reverse situation of what a narcissist would want. So if it's the case where you've maybe been in a long-term or even medium to short-term relationship with a narcissist, and even if you've been in the love bomb stage, this is where the mask drops with the narcissist and people go, this is so odd, this is so unusual. This person is annoyed that somebody that you love has died because it's taking your attention away from them, and they lack the patience and the emotional empathy to deal with this. So instead of supporting you emotionally, they will actually give you a hard time emotionally and start to criticize you or criticize the person that's died. It's pretty unbelievable, but it's a pretty great way to diagnose somebody who's a narcissist. Ruling out other conditions where people are unable to empathize. Basically, your services have stopped for the narcissist. You know, you're looking after them, maybe cooking for them, whatever you do for them in general, have ceased. And not only have they ceased, which is a big breakdown point for a narcissist, but you're actually looking for the narcissist to take those duties on and to make you the center of attention and give you emotional empathy. So without laboring the point, at this point, narcissists often discard people, and that blows a normal person's mind because they've gone full circle. Not only are they not supporting you, they're actually going against you emotionally, and they're actually causing you further emotional pain. They're compounding your emotional pain by leaving you at this point. Again, people, even though a narcissist will do this, when they have finished grieving, they're not finished grieving their loved one, but when you've kind of gone through the process where you're getting your life in some way back to normal, a narcissist who has left you at this point will actually try to get back in when they feel that you're back on track to provide services again, and you're so grateful to have them back that you'd actually consider taking them back. And sometimes people do. Sometimes people even forgive a narcissist for behaving this heinously when somebody that they love has died. So be very aware that if somebody does that, if you can rule out anything like autism or any other issues other than narcissism, this is a real sign that you're with a narcissist. Be very aware of that and have a good think about the fact that this person doesn't have your back. In fact, this person was ready to stand on you when you were in a very lowly position when you were grieving. These are very significant, important points in relation to who you're in a relationship with and who you're prepared to give your love and support to. So it's inconvenient for the narcissist, and they act diabolically, and their mask totally slips, and it's a great diagnostic tool. Now, on the flip side of this, the second way, predictably, a narcissist will react when your loved one dies, or how does the narcissist deal with this, is that they see it as a potential opportunity. With everything in life, any emotional event, indeed any event, is seen as an opportunity for a narcissist. This is the way they live. They live on the edge. They don't develop, produce things, put things by, you know, have internal resources to deal with things. So on a day-to-day basis, they're opportunists. Death of your loved one is a big opportunity for a narcissist. You are at your lowest and most vulnerable. So depending on the narcissist's needs and depending where they are in their cycle and depending on their level of narcissistic supply, they will use and manipulate the death of your loved one to their...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Advantage. There are three kind of scenarios that I'll point out here when your loved one has died and where the narcissist might be or how they might utilize this situation and manipulate it for their own benefit. One is they will sniff around to see if there is any inheritance coming to you as a couple or whatever partnership you might be in from the death of your loved one. So they'll have their eyes on the spondulas, they'll have their eyes on what they might gain out of this situation. And if there is something monetary to gain out of the situation, then they will make a pretense at supporting you, difficult and all as that would be for them. If there's something in it for them to get out of the situation, they will put that effort in just like they do when they're love bombing you. They will re-love bomb you with fake compassion, fake understanding, fake listening to you and giving you the time and fake support until the inheritance comes in, and then you will be required to make a payment to them for what they've done for you. This is a purely transactional opportunity for the narcissist. So watch out for that one. Also, when the inheritance, if an inheritance, is in the offing, that is when the narcissist may discard you, when that comes in and that's accessible to them and they feel, if at that point there's something better on the horizon. I'm just saying, so be careful of that one. The second situation, a narcissist may support you, publicly very well, not necessarily in the home situation. And that's when they need to enhance their mask a bit in the community, or it's very important for them to use this opportunity to show themselves as being a family orientated person, a community leader, someone you can rely on. I think you get the gist. They're using the opportunity because it's a kind of a public occasion. There's a funeral, there's people coming, and you're the center of attention, but off that, they will milk the situation to join your center of attentionness, if you know what I mean, and get in on the act and get the attention as the loving partner, the supportive partner, the strong partner, the person to be relied upon. And that'll be a very public display. So you may not get that type of compassion at home. Once you go in behind closed doors, everything may change. So just be aware of that one. It's just another opportunity, unfortunately, for a narcissist. The third scenario, and this comes in A and B parts, the third scenario is you're at a very emotionally vulnerable time, probably at your most vulnerable emotionally when someone close to you has died. And unfortunately, this is an ideal opportunity. It's probably one of the best opportunities for a narcissist to get back in or to re-secure their control they have in the relationship, if that was slipping and you were looking for your needs to be met, or you were implementing boundaries in the relationship and it looked like you were potentially leaving them. So in that situation, you get a present hoover where the relationship is still ongoing but is tethering on very shaky ground, and you were making plans to get divorced, or you were in the process of getting divorced and you're still living together. They'll really use this opportunity to be there for you, to really confuse you and to put you off getting the divorce or whatever, until they're in a better position and they then will discard you. It's to hold on in the relationship, because the relationship still has potential for the narcissist and for them to regain control. So they will do a present hoover in relation to your vulnerability over the death of a loved one, where they can totally confuse you by becoming this compassionate, warm, loving friend, kind of in essence showing you their other side or their best side, which is merely a manipulation. It's not a side of their personality that is stable or ongoing. It is just being presented so that they can have a gain. And the other part of that is that if the narcissist is out of your life and is viewing you from afar as potentially wanting to get back into the relationship, them wanting to get back into the relationship with you, and you've been very opposed to this, and you've blocked them, you haven't answered their calls, and your family, you know, you've told your family not to talk to them, you don't want anything to do with them, and they've gone off and had another relationship, and that's not working out because none of their relationships do work out. Some of them look like they do, but they actually don't last. And if they're lasting, they're not what they say on the tin, what they're presenting to the outer world. So they literally hoover in this situation. If a loved one of yours dies, they get back in touch either through a third party. How is she doing? How is he doing? Let them know I'm there for them, or send you a text, or whatever way they can communicate their condolences to you. Or even, they'll even have the audacity to turn up at the funeral service, send flowers, call to the house afterwards. Whatever it is, or however they can, they'll use it as a way to get back into your life at a time when your judgment will not be what it should be, understandably. And when your emotional vulnerability will be at its lowest, we're not thinking straight when we're grieving for someone. And, you know, there's a huge pull on our human hearts, particularly if that narcissist has known the person that's died and shared time with you and that person. When someone actually dies, it's a time when we all like to come together. We need to come together and share our experiences of that person that has passed. It's an honour to them. It's to honour them. It's to work through our grief. It's really important sharing those times and memories with people that knew them. And awful as it is to say, you might find yourself wanting that, you know, with a person like a narcissist because of those things, because of those shared memories. And they'll milk it. They will milk it. And even if you think, well, it would be great, you know, let's put bygones, make bygones be bygones. Let's sit down and have a chat. You know, this is a very sobering thing. We're reminded that life is short. All those thoughts come into our heads when someone passes. And they're a credit. They're a credit to us, and it's about what we are as human beings. And sometimes even we can let narcissists come back into that conversation, but we have to be very aware that for them it's an opportunity, for us it's a sharing of empathy, and it's a human process. So if you feel you can do that with someone who's a narcissist and then say goodbye, you know, just be very aware that once they have an in, it's very hard to close down to them emotionally, particularly if you go through something like the grieving process with them. It's very, very difficult then to close the door again. So this is a really tough one. It's a really tough one, and it's very confusing for people because they do appear, you know, they come in and they say, I'm very sorry for the way things went. Even though they may have left you two or three times, you have to bear that in mind. You have to bear that in mind. This person, if they've done this multiple times, is very unlikely to change. So what's the best advice you could give in that situation? I'm just thinking. The best advice I would say is, if you want to share a formal occasion with the narcissist or go and have a cup of tea or coffee with them, if you really feel that that's essential to your grieving process or that's something you need to do, that's your decision. But what I would suggest to you is that any further contact, if you do go down that road, that you put any further contact off, and you can say to the narcissist, your ex-partner or whatever, or friend, it's very important for me not to be in touch with you, you know, over the next few months, because I need to do this on my own. And I'd ask you please to respect that. Now, if they're a narcissist, they won't. So that's another way that you can guesstimate how important your requests and your feelings about things, how important and how respected are they by this person who says they love you and are coming back in to support you. You state, that's the way you can best support me, so please do that. So guys, that's a very predictable set of circumstances in relation to a covert narcissist and how the covert narcissist will deal with the death of your loved one, someone that's close to you. When you need emotional support, to summarise, the narcissist will not be available for that unless there's an advantage to them in doing so. And that's it. It doesn't get any more complicated than that, in my opinion, just in general with narcissists. But for sure, if you've had a more tricky situation, or if you've had something like this happen to you in your circumstances, it will be of great benefit to share it in the comments for others. And please support each other as you always do in the comments. So after this dealing with death series and narcissism and how narcissists deal with it, I would like very much to get into energy. Energy around narcissists, your own energy, and just talk about that, because it's a new part of what I would call the awakening process. And a few things have happened recently that I'm processing, and I'd like to share those insights with you, because I think it's very important, and I think everyone here can also contribute to that as a community, because this is an exciting journey we're on. You know, once we get through this pain, and once we use this pain to grow and to personally develop, it's amazing what's on the other side. That's all I'll say to you. And I'll make that podcast soon because I'm very excited about it and I'm processing more information on that at the moment. So guys, please look after yourselves. Please take great care if you're the very vulnerable beginning stages of maybe being discarded by a narcissist or someone's done something awful to you. It will get better. It doesn't last. It's an up and down journey that you go through. There's amazing things at the other side. So please stick with us if you're struggling at the moment. And let us know in the comments if you are, because there are people out there that can just be there. Just say hi. Sometimes that's what we need, just to be acknowledged, just to know we're not alone. You're not the first person to go through this. It may feel very personal pain, and it is, but it is recoverable from, and it can be used to your advantage, if that's not too narcissistic to say. It can be used for good purposes. It can be used to good advantage. So I'll say goodbye for now from a sunny day in Manhattan. I can't wait to get out there on the streets. It's a fascinating place. So that's it for now, and I will see you again very soon. Take great care. Bye.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.